is a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice Broadcast. It's Sunday, November 27th, in the year of the Lord, 2016. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Well, Joe's here with us every week. And this week, we're on our 11th broadcast, Joe. 11th. Wow, that's time is flying. This week, we're going to be covering, really, the title of it is, Don't Fear the Seasonal Flu. And we mean that. Don't fear it. And never take the flu shot. Okay? And we're going to give you some evidence about it. And then we're going to show you the ear protocol. Every week we show you another protocol from our Sacramento protocols. And we try to keep it in the same topic or need it in the same disease we're talking about. And with the flu, you do get some clogged ears.
Little ear infections once in a while.
Yeah, and it's all kind of the sinuses, the ears, and all connected together. So even the eyes can get runny and stuff. So that's what we'll be covering today. For those that are new, we want to thank the people. We want to welcome you, if you're a newbie, to our broadcast. Joe, we've had 100 new followers in 1 week. On Spreaker. That was really good on our radio broadcast, which we're on now. And then we've had, I think, about 450 now on YouTube in 10 weeks, subscribers.
In 10 weeks, yeah, since we started.
And we've had, we figured it out today, about 30,000 between the radio and the audio and the video, about 30,000 people listening, okay, or views. That doesn't mean specific individual people.
Yeah.
You know, and on our sites, if you MMS Testimonials, G2 Voice, and Genesis 2 Church on YouTube, we have over 1.1 million views in 4.5 years. That's really cool.
And what do we have, about almost 300 testimonies up there, something like that?
Well, if you count everything, we're over 200 for sure. If you count the written ones or just the YouTube ones, about 200. The written ones, probably 300 or 400. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's growing, and it's growing in a grassroots way. And we like that. We really do. So let me tell you, the newbies, that Genesis 2 Voice is a ministry of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. That our purpose is to support and share the truth, not the politically correct stuff, you know, the truth in regard to health maladies all over the world that are so prevalent in every society across the world. And we cover them. We've covered a lot of different topics. This is our 11th. And at the end, we'll go over the other ones quickly, what we covered. But just to mention a couple, the prostate. Guys are suffering from that, and it's a hoax. So isn't the cholesterol, the high blood pressure. We covered diabetes. We covered a lot of stuff. Go back and watch on YouTube or listen on the radio, internet radio, those topics, because they're very important. We're trying to cover the main ones people are dealing with, most of the world's dealing with, the common diseases that people are being told they have. I read one today, the ADHD. The guy that came up with that, the psychiatrist, he's a Jewish guy, I forget it, not Greenberg, but something. I'll read it next week because we'll be covering that soon. He said it was a made-up disease, completely fake. And the symptoms are from vaccines. That's horrible. And being a church, people go, oh, you're a Genesis 2 Church. I already have a church. Listen, your spiritual needs and what church you want to go to, that's up to you. We're a health church, okay? We're not dealing with the spiritual part of it, the religious part of it, although we're all spiritual, okay? And that's what, we're a health church. We call ourselves non-religious, yet we're all spiritual. But we welcome anybody, any creed, any culture, any race, come, any religion, come and be a part of us. Because it's for every one of us. Health. Everybody knows someone that's sick, and everybody doesn't want to be sick, right? So that's what we're dealing with. We're a health church, and we want to rid the world of disease. Okay? Although we're non-religious, we're spiritual, and we believe everybody is connected worldwide spiritually. We all share a body that we live in, our spirits live in, our temple or our spirit, that we want to keep it clean, we want to keep it healthy. And that's where we're all connected. And that's our God-given right to maintain the health of the spirit and the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's that holistic approach, the whole man, the whole body. That's what we're trying to teach people to deal with. And you really are affected. Your spiritual affects your physical. It's very important we have that physical, spiritual, and mental all together, that holistic approach to health. There's even a Bible verse, and I always like to mention a Bible verse. I know there's Christians and non-Christians listening. I happen to be a Bible believer. The term Christian doesn't mean, you know, Joe, you've been mm-hmm. around mission work the whole life.
There are many religions that call themselves Christians.
And the word Christian can mean anything today. Yeah. I'm a Bible believer. That's what I follow, and that's what I've studied for 40, 45 years. But that's aside from what we're doing. We're a health church. But I do like to bring in a couple of scriptures. And there's one in 3 John, verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Soul and spirit are basically tied together. So you want to be healthy? You better make sure you're healthy spiritually, because that affects your physical health.
Yeah. Well, we know that patients that come down here, wherever you're treating somebody, if you're not positive, it's, you know, that takes longer to heal.
Exactly. Exactly. It does. And we see that all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
Have a positive attitude. You know, being stressed out affects your immune system. Don't get your body stressed out. So the Genesis 2 Church, we've developed protocols, different programs or different dosings for different diseases. And we start with the starting procedure all the way up to, we have about 50 different, not 50 protocols, probably 35 different protocols for specific things.
Yeah.
But our first seven, that starting procedure up to the protocol 4000, those are the basic things we do for everybody. Not necessarily have to get up that high to the protocol 2000, maybe for the cancer and things as that. But we've developed protocols, and they've been tried on people, us personally, Jim first, and then us personally, all over the world. And we estimate well over 1 million people have tried MMS since the beginning, when Jim came out with his first book and the people he personally treated in Africa. So we've developed these protocols based upon a salt mineral called, Jim called it MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. I know that kind of flips people out. Miracle, it must be snake oil.
Yeah, Miracle Mineral Supplement is what he called it at first.
Right, exactly. Yeah. In his book, his first book that we got. But I don't want to get into the history of it, because our first broadcast covered all that, and we even interviewed Jim, and he told everybody how he found it and kind of stumbled across it, and then became a miracle because it didn't just cure malaria, it cured all these other things. Cancers, diabetes, HIV, and we'll be covering those pretty soon. Well, the HIV probably covered the cancer and the diabetes. So it's been proven by us and the world industrially and practically in the food product, food industry and meat industry and hospitals.
Sanitation.
Sanitation industry, water purification industry, to so many different facets of the world, of life, that have proven to be completely effective. And we've seen it be effective against cancer, diabetes, malaria, herpes, candida, parasites. Last week I read a guy that all kinds of worms coming out. And you detoxify your body, the worms come out, the parasites come out, and you won't get rid of them all, because that's what eats us when we die. MRSA, that we personally dealt with, staphylococcus, the staph infection,
mm-hmm.
arthritis, that we're covering next week, and many other major and minor diseases across the world. And we have those testimonies. And we're a little different than these other people. And I appreciate these alternative sites that are mentioning, you know, good things to eat and what the what's going on in the body, how we're destroying it and the toxins and all the different things that are going on. I appreciate them coming up. But not very many people saying, oh, yeah, you got arthritis, this is what you do. And here's some people that did it, and this is their testimony. You're not seeing that among the big alternative sites.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing things are, here's some truth about cancer. Good truth. There's a lot of good things there. Some of them I completely don't agree with, but there's some good things in there. But no one's saying, do this. They're afraid to say, do this. I'm not going to. They have disclaimers everywhere. We don't have disclaimers. As a church, we don't need disclaimers because these are sacraments. And there's no laws against sacraments, okay? This is what puts us different. We can say, do this to cure your arthritis. Do this to cure your diabetes. Do this to heal your arthritis, your high blood pressure, your cancer, your MRSA. We can say that. That's what sets us apart. And we're growing slowly, but we're growing steadily. And I like that. I'm kind of glad we don't have a billion hits so far. Because we'd be going nuts, Joe. We don't have,
yeah, it's too small of a group to handle that kind of
stuff.
We
spend
too.
All our week writing the newsletter for the broadcast. We put the newsletter out, doing the research. And, yes, we have a lot of experience, so it comes easy to us because we see it firsthand. Whether I show you why we have these diseases or not, we're going to show you this is the disease we're talking about, and this is how we have been curing it, and these are some testimonies every week. And here's another protocol for another specific part of the body. So that's what we're going to be doing. Go to MMS Testimonials on our YouTube site. Go there and you can see others being healed and just interviewing these people. You can go to mmstestimonies.is and see the written ones and some video ones. We encourage everybody that has one to go in and write in or put in your video 3 to 5 minutes to help other people around the world see what you did. It's a great help to us. And people love to hear it from not just us. Like we're promoting some product, you know. We're not doing that. We're not advertising for anybody. Another thing on these sites, they got so many things they advertise, Joe.
Yeah.
So many people are confused. Do I take this supplement? Do I do this? Do I eat that? Do I take this bottle? Do I breathe this? Do I take this bath? Do I go to this health retreat? Do I go over here? Do I read this book, that book, this book? What do I do? What do you have? Do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between us and others, and we could tell you and show you how to heal it, folks. Pass this information on. It's great to see more. Subscribe to us. Like it. Get it out to people. And basically, all the information's free. All of it's free. We're not trying to become millionaires. We're trying to warn the world like standing before the bridge. The bridge is out, folks. Don't go that way. We're trying to just warn you. If you don't want to heed to the warning, what can we do? We know our viewers are the people that are open-minded and really looking for some answers to cure some things. And there's not a lot of people that are open-minded. Most people are blind. Most people believe the media. And I love the fact that the new president-elect has exposed the media for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Liars. And really lapdogs for the medical, political, pharmaceutical,
industrial
people that pay and lobby to get these laws passed. We hear a lot of terms about the rule of law. Well, like, ooh, the rule of law. Listen, I don't believe the rule of law if the law is immoral. Nothing is morally, legally right that's morally wrong. So you say the marijuana or cannabis is a class one. It's a law. No, it isn't. I don't accept that. It's a plant. You're going to put coffee in there too because it's a stimulant? No, that law is wrong. And damned be that law if it's immoral, okay? It's immoral to abort a baby and immoral to kill something inside a woman. 500 million in 50 years, Joe. The depopulation agenda is working for them.
Incredible.
Yeah, and I don't care if there's a law that says that's legal. It's immoral. It's wrong. So we get a lot of laws to protect pharmaceutical. They get a law that says you must be vaccine. No, I'm not going to follow that law. So the rule of law is their term to make you feel like, ooh, we got to follow the rule of law. They don't even follow the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So don't believe what you're hearing, folks. Lobbying, just because it says law, code, statute, that it's a good thing ordained by God.
You should only be following natural law.
You'd be sorry, things that are morally, naturally right.
Yeah.
Correct. So people say don't rant. Sometimes we have to rant because we really, to be perfectly honest, you're pissed off. And that's why we started this voice, to warn people, let people know, because we tried BBC, we tried CNN, we tried Sky News, which is Fox, we tried ABC, we tried all them to say, this is what we're doing, this is the results. And they mock you, and they misrepresent you, and...
They edit everything out till you get two words, and that's it.
Yeah, I remember I did it with Sky News in New Zealand. And the girl was so excited. Oh, my editor's going to love this. I told her, no, he won't. It's not going to get out. And all they said was a two-second quote when I said, and I talked about depopulation, MMS, what we're doing, what Bill Gates doing, what the laws are doing, what vaccine. I talked about all the stuff and gave facts, right? Chemtrails to water being polluted. And all they did is mention the fact that I said, you can be your own doctor if you listen. You don't have to rely on the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry. And that's all they say. Look at this guy. He's saying you can be your own doctor. So, you know, they didn't get it in context. And you can. That's what's great. You can be your own doctor, folks. I haven't gone to a doctor for 25, 30, 20. Well, I had worked with doctors, but I didn't go to them for help. I'd say conservative at least. To have a problem and go to him, 15 years. Before that, it was just friends of mine helping me, give me some pills I needed. And, you know, they covered some symptoms up, but they didn't cure anything. So now Jim Humble comes along in 1997, discovers MMS. And now we've grown in over 120 countries with over 1,700 trained health ministers. That's what we call you when you take the course, and we recommend everybody. The bigger we get, the less we're going to be able to answer the questions, call us and personally talk to us. It's really hard now. We don't have time. So we tell people, listen to the broadcast, watch the videos, and if you're really conscientious and you really want to learn step by step what to do and become a member, become a health minister, you take the course. There's 50 videos. You download them. You got a workbook. You sit there and you go one by one through the videos, take notes. And we even have it set up so you could teach it. And we guy last week in Ghana, he took that idea and ran with it. And now he's got a couple of places in Ghana set up, one in Cameroon, one in South Africa. We have it all through Latin America, different areas. We call them church chapters. Once you become a health minister, know what you're doing, you take a test, a basic test on what you would do in 20 different situations, then you become a bishop. You start a church chapter. And then you go off and keep going. And we keep trying to help you. We keep trying to give you more information. And you can change the world. That's our plan. The world, a world without disease. Okay? So, these people that health ministers know how to use the sacraments. And watch the first broadcast to get the history of the Genesis II Church more. And we're very controversial, especially among traditional medical arenas, even among alternative, but especially among the medical industry. We're very controversial. And the reason why that is because it's so effective and inexpensive. You can make this stuff in your house, folks, for pennies, okay? And take care of your health the rest of your life and maintain health. If you're sick, heal yourself and maintain your health, that of your family and friends, the rest of your life for pennies. Probably per person, Joe, what would it be if you did it? Basically, not every day, but maintenance. And
just
you did
a maintenance
detox,
dose every day.
A couple times a year.
One bottle will last you a year, just a maintenance dose.
Yeah, so maybe two or three bottles, $100 per person. Boy, that's real health care. $100, can make it in my house, can monitor my health, I can keep maintain my health, I can help other people for $100 a year. You're talking about, I don't need health care. That's self-care. And you can do this, folks. You want liberty? We want freedom for all mankind. That's freedom, health-wise. Then you get free energy, right? Then you get grow your own food. Man, you're really getting free now. You're getting off the grid. And they want to keep us on the grid. They want to keep us in their grasp and make laws that
under
we have to
control.
Do this. Well, your kid can't go to school unless he's vaccinated. Well, my kids are never vaccinated. Well, can't say that. The first couple were. Joe, that's why you're a little slow. Yeah, right now. You've cleaned yourself out. And that's what's cool about the vaccine injuries. We can cure them, too. Almost all of them. So that's really cool about. So that's why we're controversial. You know, it's you can do this for pennies. And watch the video we did, a documentary, quantumleap.is. Did that back in January. And people watching that going, wow, I want to check more into this. And they did. Go to, it's in like 10 different
it's
languages.
It's a great intro of great MMS intro. And the Genesis 2 Church.
Right. And there's a lot of stuff. It's just kind of an overview of what we've been doing as a church. Go to Genesis2Church.is sites, and you can see that. To become a member, we have 7 prerequisites, a creed. Not a bunch of laws, but some principles that we feel like if you can basically understand and say, yeah, I'll follow those principles, then you could become a member. And believe me, we don't have creed police out there making sure you keep every point to the nth degree. First one is do good deeds, doing what is right, good health for all mankind, freedom for all mankind, not just the elite, not just a few, enlightening others with truth. And truth hurts sometimes, Joe. You don't like to hear it, but if it's true, hey, swallow it. Do what's right. Enlightening others with truth. Oh, excuse me. 6th one, helping one another. You say, aren't these kind of all about the same? Yeah, but they do have some distinct meanings. Maintaining integrity in all things. Integrity. You're going to follow moral codes and natural laws. You're not going to be a liar, a cheater, steal, and deceive people because you can make a little money. It's not about money with folks. It's never been about money with us. If you knew what we live on, you would laugh. People wouldn't do it, but it's not about money. We're doing this sacrificing our time, effort, money, and everything to warn the world.
Well, it's not a job for us. This is just our life. I mean, we just constantly helping people, families, friends of families and everything. So we're just constantly out there teaching people about MMS and stuff, daily routine.
We've got a couple people we talk to daily for 30 minutes to an hour. We call that the Sacramento Guidance and guiding them for 1 month through guiding them through the protocols, adjusting it. I got one that's been on about 5 days now. The kid hasn't talked, 4 years old. Weighs 25 pounds, 4 years old. Kind of can't move, undeveloped muscles, brain, nerves, but he's smart. And almost like an autistic kid with cerebral palsy kind of thing. He's trying to talk, his mother says, he's making all kinds of noises. As we're detoxing him, building up his immune system, we're seeing some crazy things happen, incredible things, marvelous things happening. I got another guy with a big tumor on his lip, reduced about 30% now, pain almost completely gone, and we'll be putting these up. Another breast cancer, big hole in the breast. You saw it, Joe, and the hole's sealed up now. I'd say she's probably really tough case, probably 50% on the way, and she's doing really good. Every day's getting better. Really excited. She's gonna live. Where it was a horrible. We'll show you pictures of these in upcoming broadcast, but. That's my joy. That's my joy. In studying these things, I see how marvelous the body's been made and created. And it's incredible how complex it is. And we just have a job to give the right base ingredients to make this incredibly complex system of the body work right. And that's in food. Yeah. And keeping the toxins out of it. So we're talking this week about the flu. Okay? Flu means influenza. It's short for influenza. And, you know, we quote research. We quote even naturopaths and holistic doctors and alternative people. But they might not completely be right. They're quoting a Journal of Medicine like Lancet and New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, Journal of American Medical.
They're quoting the studies that the CDC has done and all that.
And what's cool is a lot of them have come out and say we'd be paid to say what we're saying. So even though they're quoting these medical journals, doesn't mean necessarily it's right. And this is another point I want to make that differentiates us from everybody else is we're going to give you these, show you these facts. We're going to talk about, and I guess reasonably, logically speaking, I'd say 50, 60, 70% of it's definitely right, you know. Maybe some of the interpretations of what's going on, right? And then you count all the variables by putting all this stuff in the body and all the defense mechanisms and systems it's dealing with and interactions and contradictions and side effects going on. You know, it might work okay in this situation, but not, you know, over here. And might be a this
every,
going on.
Every body's different. People react differently with every kind of chemical.
Right.
Depends where you're living in the world. Depends. I wouldn't say depending on your parents and stuff, because the same where you're living, kind of the same routine is what causes a lot of problems.
Yeah,
eating the same toxins every day.
To over 2,500 members, grab.
I don't care if my genes.
Stupidity, foolishness, folks. They're tricking you. That does not the genetic factor. It might be maybe 5%. Even if it's true, it might. It's so small, it's ridiculous. And you can, this body can heal itself. It's self-healing. You just have to get it cleaned out and build it up the way it needs to be built up. But the influenza, let's stay on that, okay? Influenza. Colds are the leading cause of doctor visits and missed days from work and school. And this season is no exception. Americans suffer from approximately 1 billion. These Americans, just Americans. 1 billion colds per year. Or about 2 or 4 colds per year for the average adult. So, there's a couple things I want to say about the flu before I even get into it. Is your body is so complex and so, I just love how it works, that the flu is sometimes your body's just saying, hey, I got to work with this stuff coming in. I need to build some antibodies. I need to deal with what's coming in. And it might happen at the change of seasons. Like, guess what happens up north in the cold climates? What happens? You go indoors. You're indoors with those same viruses and bacteria and microorganisms and germs that are in your house all the time, but you close up the house, turn on the heat, and you got some really stale air. You got things being warmed up, growing like crazy. You're inside, and all these things are being passed amongst each other because you're locked up. And when opposed to you, not much sun, not much vitamin D development from the sun, which is very crucial.
Mm-hmm.
So your body's dealing with all this stuff, and okay, now I got a flu now, and we want to kill it. We get a fever. Oh, we got to get rid of that fever. Why? Your body heats up things. Why do we purify water by heating it?
Boiling.
To get it so hot that everything dies, right? Then you drink the water. Your body does it with the blood. It heats up the blood to kill because they're very sensitive. A lot of pathogens are sensitive to heat. So your body heats it up and kills it. That's one way. Another way is producing hypochlorous acid from the white blood cells. Another way is the macrophages go around. Another way is the vitamin D. Another way is the acids in the body, the stomach acids, the bacteria, the flora. There's so many things going on, Joe. The T cells, the B cells, the enzymes, the oxidation by breathing and detoxing every time you blow out carbon dioxide. There's so many things going on, and if one or two or three or four of them are being stifled or completely blocked out, you're going to have some problems dealing with these average flus, okay? Now, here's something very interesting I want to mention. Now, obviously let the body do it. And your body will run its course and usually kill it if you have an immune system that's working. Influenza. Remember, they say it's caused by a virus, okay? But I'm going to say it's caused by many factors, and you think it's the virus, the influenza virus, but it really isn't. In fact, down here, I have a quote from CBS, which is really kind of funny that they mention this. CBS says that nearly anyone seeing their doctor for a cold will be told that they are infected with the H1N1 and will be added to the already inflated statistics. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got the influenza, that's the H1N1. Everybody's getting that. So it's a crisis. It's a crisis. And I really like the CDC whistleblowers that are coming out that we put up on our sites. Got a lot of hits on that. They're coming out and says, hey, all this stuff you're hearing, we're coming out. We got to tell the truth. CDC has been lying about many things, and we're coming out and telling people. They're just the lapdogs of the big pharma. And a lot of these people are dropping dead. Mm-hmm. A lot of these alternative doctors that are coming out, people like us, they're coming up dead. So you got to be really careful what you say, but say it, folks. I give a lot of respect to people that are willing to put their life on the line for others. Okay, like soldiers. Even though I feel like most of the battles we fight are useless, we should be protecting our borders and not be going around policing the world. That's another thing we could talk about. But they're willing to give their life up to defend someone else.
We should be protecting our people against the medical mafia, the industries that are really hurting us, not the wars that are not affecting us most of the time.
That's the big deal. That's where we're going to be separated.
I like what they say about the flu vaccine. They say you got to get it. You know, it's very dangerous. But the vaccine itself causes more damage because they're like, yeah, the flu is actually just like little mild symptoms. It's not going to be that bad. So, I mean, you'll basically go to get over it in a few days, but be sure you get the vaccine. Yeah. It's like, why? If it's just a little mild thing, then why do I need to get this?
But maybe your body needs to do that.
Not get the vaccine.
No. Get the flu.
Yeah.
And work it. But if your body has no immune system, it decimates the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so they run and go to the doctor. And that this CBS study says when you come down with chills, fever, and by the way, all the references are on our description, okay? We got a lot of them this week. Because the flu is something people deal with a lot of times. So we're just going to try to nip it in the bud and let you take control of it once for all. Understand what it's going on and show you how to get rid of it if you need to. So the study says when you come down with chills, fever, cough, runny nose, and all these other flu-like symptoms, body aches and things, the illness is likely caused by influenza at most 17% of the time and as little as 3% of the time. So just to be conservative, the other 83 to 97% of the time, it's caused by other viruses or bacteria. We've been saying this, and I find a study. And CBS puts it out. Yeah, that's what cracks me up.
But it could be toxins also and not just the virus and bacteria.
Well, that's exactly what, viruses, bacteria, microbes, germs, toxins, making the body give off flu-like symptoms because it's reacting to these mm-hmm. toxins. Mm-hmm. The body aches. Well, you inject formaldehyde in your body, aluminum, squalene, your body starts attacking itself. Mercury starts stripping back the nerves, and so you get these search circuits in the brain, all these things going on, folks, these are side effects from toxins. So if that's true, most people that have the flu, first of all, you can't treat it with antibiotics. They never tell you that. Antibiotics cannot kill a virus, mm-hmm. okay? It only kills bacteria. So you can't cure it with an antibiotic. According to their studies, not mine. Okay, so your body makes antibodies, and it takes care of all kinds of things, okay? And your body kills bacteria and viruses and germs and parasites and pathogens and funguses and yeast that overgrown into a fungus and all these things with the systems if they're working correctly. So 3%, 17, let's just say 20% of the time you really have the influenza, the flu that goes around be summer and fall, they call it. Mainly fall more than summer. Usually you're outside getting sun, cleaning out the air, cleaning out your house, opening the windows. I tell people open their windows all the time.
In winter, even open them just for a short little time.
Let the air be pushed out, the stale air, and change your filters. Breathe. Get out in the sun, and even in the winter. I used to love skiing in the snow when the sun's shining. So we got people going indoors, okay? We know we got flu because people are being locked in. And you can almost feel it when you're locked in and breathing all the stale air, and especially the people's food is destroying the ability to fight these natural things that come along. The flu can be very natural, and if only 20% of it's a virus, let it take its course maybe. Maybe that's all you have to do. I'm going to show you in a minute how we got a lot of testimonies. People got the flu, and they didn't want the flu. They wanted to get rid of it quick, and we can show you how to get rid of it really quick. Because the body allows chlorine dioxide to go in there and get rid of these bacteria, viruses, whatever it's causing these flu-like symptoms. Or you can just let it take its course. And how many times have we done that? I'm talking to the audience here. How many times have you just let the flu take its course in 3 to 5 days? Some people like it. They just stay home and
take advantage of it.
I got to stay out of work for 3 to 5 days. And they get the flu and it's gone. And they tell you to eat, you don't drink a lot of soups. Why? Because of the fats, the proteins. Drink a lot of vitamin C. Why? Because it's very good for you when it deals with the flu. Drink some vitamin, get out in the sun, get the vitamin D. You know, there's a lot of what they call traditional mother, wives, tales, whatever. Those things are real. They used to call chicken soup Jewish penicillin because all the Jewish mothers would give their kids, get some chicken soup. Well, they found
out.
Good
broth when it's natural and not canned Campbell's.
Oh, man, don't tell me. Every time you say Campbell's, listen, folks.
You used to love that.
No, I used to love it. But in 1977, I worked at a place in Wenatchee, Washington. I don't know if it's still there, but it was called Cedar Green Foods. And they radiated the carrots, Joe. They'd come along the line where we'd, you know, take out the bad parts and stuff. It's being chopped up. They had 22-pound carrots come through there, as big as a turkey. Carrots, I'm like, what is going on? They say, oh, we're radiating the soil, radiating. And guess what? They chopped it up and diced it up. Guess who they sold it to? Campbell's and Gerber. Baby food and soups. 1970, 40, almost 40 years ago. They were radiating the soil, creating all that lack of, I call, non-food. And we talked about Campbell's soup at the beginning. One of the broadcasts, in the early 1900s, it was really pretty wholesome stuff, the way they were making it back then. And then they went in and tried to save more money and did more things and made it, we can radiate a carrot. Instead of having a, you know, half-pound carrot, I got a 22-pound carrot, Joe. And that was just one vegetable. I seen a lot of stuff, but we mainly dealt with carrots and beans at that place. Back then, I didn't put two and two together. You keep pumping that stuff in you, your body's going to react to it. And you're definitely not going to get nutrition from that. And then they put it to babies. Babies? Baby food? The first things they start eating is Gerber? I gave it to you guys when you were young.
Yeah, I never liked that stuff.
Well, then we started making...
I never gave that stuff to my kids either. You grab an apple, you heat it, you boil it a little bit, you know, get it soft, and then mash it up, and you got your own applesauce.
Right. So if you have, you know, the rationale is you're going indoors, and this is why you're getting flus. And I believe that's a great part of it. Vitamin D deficiency, which helps you fight so many things. Viruses, bacteria, so many things. Vitamin D, very important. And it's made from the cholesterol in your skin when it's activated, when the sun hits it, and your kidneys and liver produce the vitamin D3, which is so important. But there's places that aren't in cold countries. There's people.
And stuff. I asked him, I go, did you get a vaccine? He goes, no, I haven't yet. I said, don't get it. He goes, do you have anything I can do? I said, yeah, I can get you a little bit of the drops that we use and stuff. He goes, okay, I'll wait for that. He goes, I need to get rid of this. The pharmacist asked me.
Yeah, I got a testimony I'm going to read here from a pharmacist. He uses it on all his people, and he's not in America.
Yeah.
A lot of these other countries, that's why you can walk in Mexico and buy anything. It's junk, but you go buy anything. You know, the laws, the rule of law, is mainly to protect the pharmaceuticals, so you have to go get prescriptions to go get this junk, and there's a system you have to go through. Everybody makes money along the way. That's why, so the rule of law in every gut is junk. I don't care if you have to get a prescription, you go to the doctor, to go to a pharmacy and get this. Who cares? You don't need that stuff. You can be your own pharmacist and doctor. You know what pharmacy means? Poison makers. Because that's the allopathic method that is taught in all medical universities around the world now. I can say 95% because some medical universities might be holistic, but they're not the mainstream for sure. And they're using the allopathic method, means you cure by putting poisons in the body to attack these pathogens. And that's, you don't want to do that, folks. You shouldn't have any pharmaceuticals in your body. If you do, you're going to have side effects. Please, go back to mmsnews.is, read. We even, a couple of broadcasts ago, we put in there the package insert of the pharmaceuticals, tells you what the drug, side effects, interactions, contradictions are. Read them.
Yeah.
And you'll find out.
In the flu vaccine, what they're saying also is there's no tests. There's no proof that vaccines work.
Exactly. We're going to get into all that. We even put it in the newsletter. It's no proof. They're just telling you. And people go, oh, it's a flu vaccine. We got one video we put up where they went undercover. I think it was Walmart and
Walgreens or something. Walgreens, like that. Yeah,
yeah. Where they give the free flu shot. It's free! So what? So if you have a free drink of poison, you're going to go drink it because it's free? That's just some stupid logic there. And they're asking them, well, doesn't it say there's mercury in there? We shouldn't. They tell us not to eat tuna because it's got too much mercury. Be careful. But they have so much more of a concentration of mercury in the flu shot, 65 years or older. Well, already, if you follow the basic lifestyle of the average American over 65, you're on 5 or 6, 7, up to 10 different meds. Get off them all, folks. Off them all. You can't say that. You're not a doctor. I'm saying that as a logical human being that has people get off them all the time and nothing happens to them.
Well, they get better.
Yeah. In Venezuela right now, major crisis. They're literally, horrible stuff, folks. They're literally in the prisons eating people, hanging them up, killing them, and eating people because there's no food in the prisons.
Well, there's no food in the country.
You are there, but I'm just saying, the prison. Yeah. There's no medicines. So guess what? People are getting off their medicines, and they're getting better. That's kind of funny. The other part's sick.
Yeah.
It's really sad what's going on in Venezuela. Anybody listening has family there. And we got people, MMS is in Venezuela. And we put more on the border. And it's hard getting it in, but we've got it in. But that's just us. We could use $1 million and put it, go all over Venezuela. You know? Mm-hmm. So pray for Venezuela. And that's an area where it's a horrible situation. But isn't it funny? No medicines, people are getting better. I hope they learn from it. I really do. Now, I'm not talking about medical supplies where you go in a hospital, you broke a leg, and I need to have the stuff, the gesso, so what do you call it, the plaster?
Cast.
Yeah, to make a cast or stitching and gauze pads and things like that. Yeah, that's I love, to me, I really respect the emergency medical doctor. He's well-rounded, and they know a lot of things going on. Problem is, they still use the drugs. But when they can, you need to get fixed. Thank God for emergency wards. I'm not against hospitals in that regard or going to have a baby or something. I'm against the medical industry on the other parts where they filling you full of poisons and telling you need these vaccines and this regimen of drugs the rest of your life and not trying to cure anything because it's not in their best interest. So, we got people all over the world having these flu-like symptoms, whether in a cold place, a temperate climate, or a cold climate, a tropical climate, or in Alaska. Doesn't matter. I'll say this a million times. Dis-ease is when the body's not at ease. Okay? There's something wrong in the body. It's not in balance. All the systems aren't working correctly, or maybe just one of them. It's usually the main one is the digestive system, where other ones, that's 80% of your immune system. Once that's been compromised, then it's affecting your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your immune system, obviously. And and breathing the off-gassing of dioxins into your lungs and absorbed through your skin. I mean, think about it. Get natural clothing. Hemp now. And clothing. Get away from polyesters. So the toxins come in many different ways. And deficiencies. So your two reasons are toxins and deficiencies. Deficiencies of the things you need to run this complex body. And they're very, very simple to do. We want this body to work at its properly and at its optimum speed and efficiency. That's homeostasis. That's in balance. That's at ease. That's what we're looking for. And if that happens, yeah, you might have a little flu pop up once in a while, but it's gone really quickly because your body can kill it. And what's cool is when it does kill a new pathogen that comes in, this is really called acquired immunity from the innate immunity, the system that God that's already there when you're born. When you have that acquired immunity, then everything works correctly. All the systems are working correctly. It can do its job. And it archives it. You have memory there. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's why it says in Psalms, we're wonderfully and fearfully made in the womb. He's watching. All our parts are there and recorded. The DNA records everything. I've seen horrible cancers that you think they'd be deformed after, and everything's just perfectly back together. The nipples there that was gone, the lips there that was gone, and everything, because it has memory in the DNA. It built it the first time, it can rebuild it again. So don't be afraid of that. Body's amazing. When the body's in that state, any intruder that comes in, threatens the balance, is quickly destroyed. And it's destroyed and filed and membered. And it just blows my mind the more I learn of it, how marvelous we are, how the body was made. They're so complex, and they work perfectly. If the natural elements that are designed to use are fed, what we call essential nutrients. Nutrients covers, you know, that's everything's underneath that, the minerals, the vitamins, the carbohydrates, the fats, all those different things, the proteins, all those things. Those are the nutrients we need. And you want them to be natural. An essential nutrient is a nutrient that the body cannot synthesize on its own or not an adequate amount and must be provided by the diet. Okay? There's some essential nutrients that the body cannot produce. They say that body can't produce potassium. Now, this is where I kind of take it with a grain of salt when we hear these things. You cannot? I see all kinds of chemical reactions going in the body. When you mix two different things, three different things, the body mixes together. It produces hypochloric acid. And potassium molecule and a chlorine molecule and a water molecule. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden you have hydrochloric acid. And then you got hypochlorous acids being made. And magnesium allows the production of calcium and boom, boom, boom. So I don't know if this is completely true. But let's just say it's true. You can't. So you need to have good natural foods. Okay? And all these natural nutrients are even oxygen, water, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to be in a natural, unpolluted, clean, not toxic, non-toxic state, right? For this natural body.
To balance the body, you have to eat all those things in the right amounts, you know, not just one thing, not just the other thing. You don't eat just vegetables because you're going to be missing essential amino acids that you get in the meats mostly. Or else you have to eat, 10 pounds of, walnuts or something to equal a little ounce of fats.
Yeah, beef or something, whatever. And that's what people have to understand. How the body's made. We got foods all over the world. Why do we have all kinds of foods? Why do we have proteins, carbohydrates, fats? Why do we have that? Because different foods have contain those different things. And all the food groups have specific benefits that the others don't have. So we tell people eat them all in their natural state so they can be recognized by the body and metabolized. You have something that's synthetic. You have something that's artificial. That's not. That means it's made, not made by nature. It's made by man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Synthetic, artificial. So when it comes into the body, the body's not going to look at it the same and say, oh, how you doing? I understand it. It's going to say, it looks similar, but it's not the same.
It's like the supplements. Supplements, yeah. 99% of them are probably synthetic. I mean, you rarely get a whole organic supplement. The only one, yeah, exactly. It's very expensive. The one we use, the Moringa in capsules, that's a great supplement, but in all it is the leaf dehydrated.
Yeah, in the shade.
Yeah.
So it doesn't lose the chlorophyll. So any supplement you get, we're not saying they're all bad. Any supplement you get, it needs to become from a food, and it just needs to be dehydrated and capsulized. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go to the, oh, they got this, and they synthesized this, and they artificially made this, and they've got this preservative. Look at it, all of them. The craziest thing, they cost more to do it right when you can get it from food. Look at me. You can't look at me now, but you can, Joe.
Yeah.
Fresh strawberries, juice. We love juices. Mango, guanabana, lulo.
Yeah.
Mango. We get all kinds of wonderful fruits down here. Apple juices, pear. You guys can get that all over the world, too. You get it in fruit, and it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Organically
and
ground.
And it's more quantity, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you get more for your money. And your body assimilates. It says, thank you. That's what I was waiting for. Thank you for that, mango. Thank you for that. And to people trying to supplement.
Yeah, I know some people in the working out, you know, they always want to buy the protein powders and all that stuff. All that stuff's synthetic. You know, some people, they, you know, they'll get strokes just from taking that kind of stuff. It's like if you need proteins, get it in other things. Get it in the meats. Get it in the fats and the eggs and all that kind of stuff. Don't get a synthetic, you know, chocolate-flavored powder that you don't know what the heck it is. It causes problems.
Exactly. Artificial? Made by human work. That's the definition. Synthetic, produced by chemical synthesis, not by natural process. Let me give you the quotes there and the references. Okay? So, to me, I'm just trying to be very simple here, Joe. Very simple. Get a natural body, I believe, made from the ground. It's funny, the body's made up of so many nutrients and minerals and things, and it's exactly what the dirt has. So if we're made from dirt, or at least made, accept that we're made naturally, okay? Some people think we are aliens, or we got alien DNA and all that, and it might be true if you think of the devils being having a relationship with man and things like that, fallen angels. We could go off into all kinds of stuff. But let's just talk logically. This is a natural body. Natural processes, put natural things in it, not GMOs, not
artificial,
not synthetic. We want organic, naturally grown stuff and naturally grown soil. That's why I don't even like the cannabis movement where they're doing all this unnatural way to grow these plants and produce more of things that maybe shouldn't be there. You know, cannabis oil is really taking off, and the whole plant, organic, natural oils that they're making are doing the best.
It's an extract of the entire plant.
Yes.
Flowers, leaves, stalks. I mean, you can get oils, essential things from different parts of the plant that you can't get with just a synthetic or a hydroponic, you know, bud.
Right, exactly. I put in a newsletter, you know, I was born in the morning, but not this morning. Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because it kind of laughed a little bit, a little brevity there, but I'm serious. I think this is simple. I think this is logical. I don't think we're coming up with any profound things. We got history to back us and a bunch of people we've tested with what we're doing, with the right foods and things. What I want you to do, Joe, now is I want you to, I'm going to do things a little different today because I know we have to change the battery in our camera. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is have you put up those four testimonies of the flu, okay? And the reason why I'm doing it now, because then I want to explain how those people, what they did, and how what they're saying the flu is and the flu shot as we go into before I show people what they did, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So go into those right now. We got about 9 minutes of some testimonies, videos that you'll see Tuesday or Wednesday when we put it up on YouTube. But listen to these people. These people were just interviewed and told us what they did, okay? To get rid of their flu-like symptoms.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at another friend's place, and his son had just come home from school. He's about 16 years old, and he was feeling really ill. Like there was a lot of kids had flu. Now, I don't know if he had the flu or not, but he was feeling so bad that he just wanted to go to bed. And 16-year-old kids don't usually want to go to bed. So I said, why don't we just give him two drops to inhale, right? And so we did that. So he breathed it in and breathed it out and wasn't very happy about doing it, but he did it. And then I just added water to the two-drop mix again. He drank that. And then the next day I rang up his father just to see what happened to the young guy. He said he went to school. He said he couldn't believe it. He was just well, like no problem whatsoever. And some of his friends were still homesick. So that's kind of me, you know, just simple things. But wow, what a wonderfully effective.
Very practical.
Very
everyday life.
Just use it.
Spray bottles to cuts to. Yep. He's got a new protocol. You breathe two drops, then you drink it.
That's it. That's it.
And, we call it the Ross routine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Richard again, Western Canada, at our conference here, seminary, here in seminar. And Richard, so you. Why don't you just tell people basically how you found MMS, what you've been doing?
I found MMS through Nexus Magazine. It was an article a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went looking to see where I could find it. My lady turned me on to a guy in Edmonton that was making it.
Okay.
So I got some from him and began to use it. And then one morning I was visiting about 3 hours away at my parents' place. I woke up Sunday morning, usually getting ready to go home that day. Okay. And I took about a 6-drop dose that morning. And I started to feel queasy, and I ended up puking twice, I think. And they figured I had a touch of the flu, so I lay down for an hour and slept. And when I woke up, I was perfectly fine. They said, "No, you can't drive. You got the flu." And I said, "No, I'm fine." I drove home. That was it. It was gone.
And you said you ate. Is that some?
Well, I was fine the day before, but I woke up that morning with something. But whatever it was gone. And that was it. I had no other symptoms. It was all gone.
Okay, I'm here with Carl again in Western Canada. We've got about 34 people.
32
in the conference. And he's one of the guys that came here. He's been using for, well, I'll let him tell you about his experiences with MMS.
Thanks. I first heard about it in my search for alternative natural health. Just one of the things that I came across about 5 or 6 years ago, and there were so many, I just put it on the list. Oh, okay, that's good. And I read that it was good for colds and flus, and I'd used it for that, and I got a couple people at work to try it. I didn't know any of this other stuff at all. I used it probably about 7 or 8 times over a really bad flu season, because I work with a lot of people, a lot of exposure. And so that was my prevention, and you know, people were surprised. Hey, you're not getting sick. What's going on? What do you do? And I told a few people. Some of them did it. Some of them, you know, whatever. But and then I forgot about it, or didn't think much about it at all for maybe 5 or 6 years, because I just changed my diet, exercise. I hadn't been sick,
right.
And it was sitting on the shelf, just sitting there. And I don't even know what it was. A couple of weeks ago, I came across it again, and I just took a second look at it. Well, you guys have done so much in the last how many years?
You've been following us?
Honestly, not really. The whole time.
So they haven't been following us.
When I came back into it, though, it was just so much more.
Right.
Then I realized, well, I really, now I had that list of all those other treatments and health things, and so this all of a sudden stands out. So I looked at it, and as soon as I saw Radium Hot Springs, I said, that's practically my backyard. I don't have to leave the country. Better drive for 10 hours. Who cares? And it landed off, worked on my time off of work. So, and if I didn't get it, I would have just quit. I would have said, see you guys, I'm going. And I'm here, and it's amazing. And I'm learning so much. I've got...
Your sister with you?
Yeah, I brought my sister with me, and she didn't really know what it was all about. I said, trust me. This is, you'll be into this. And sure enough, she's can't thank me enough for bringing her along. I wanted to bring my whole family, but this time, next time.
Yeah, next we'll try time. To do it again. Maybe we'll make an annual thing in Canada. So, good. You learned a lot, though, huh?
Learned a lot, yeah. And,
we call them the virgins. We've got a few people that come here. Never taken MMS. They come in. He had taken it, but his sister hadn't. And it's amazing what they're going to get this weekend for a first timer. So that's interesting. Good luck.
My first contact with this this product was during the swine flu. It was back in 2009. When I was ill, I couldn't reach any Tamiflu, for example. So I had to go for alternative medicine. I had seen more than 50 persons with swine flu. I know the symptom. I knew how to treat, but it's difficult to get better if you have some other immune system low down with fear and sadness. Well, what I found? MMS. And that's amazing stuff that work if you get the stuff in the beginning of any viral infection. Can be viral, can be bacterial, can be fungus. And if you use correctly, you will get not too few collateral effects. Well, after that episode, I began to research, as everybody does when has experienced that almost died. I couldn't even go upstairs, maybe three I could, but five steps I couldn't go up the steps. After the MMS, I could even run in 30 or 40 minutes. But you have to do that as soon as you get some fever or some infection. Because when I get to the medicine, I was a little very sick. The first time you use, it's a strong reaction usually, because we are all we all have toxins and parasites, and you get all break down sometimes in 1 week. So it's normally you have to deal the limit, not to reach the diarrhea or the nausea threshold. But if you know that threshold, you can feel once, well, the second or the third time you know what's the limit of your body. And the optimal dose, not get sicker than you are. That's the point. If you get well from your liver, from your lungs, your brain will respond, or your gut. But because the gut, it's the second brain. If you have toxins, you have parasites, if you have ways not to absorb nutrients, and all those parasites and virus use your nutrients, your brain will not work well. That's, I think, the reason that the brain works pretty well after you taking MMS.
Okay. So that was the flu testimonies that we had here, and we found those on. You'll be able to see them in video on Tuesday. We usually have the video up on YouTube. So those are the flu ones. The last one was the swine flu, if you didn't understand that well.
Right. And so that's just the flu too, right?
Yeah.
Virus. So that's what people dealing with that didn't want to continue on with the flu and then the symptoms. So they took the MMS and killed it quick. I believe you can let the body do it, but MMS is really good about killing it quick and getting it out of your body within with 1 or 2 days sooner. And it does help clean out the system, take the toxins out. So that's what's going on. I have some written ones here, too. Okay? I wanted to do this first for people that to let you hear what's going on here. Here's one here. And I'm getting these from MMStestimonials.is. MMS rocks. First time on the website. This is the first topic I clicked on, and I was curious to see what a medical website will write about MMS. I am horrified by the approach, pictures, testimonies, attack on MMS. And Jim, and the fact that you're using it on your fungus and claims it works. And listen, this is what they're making fun of us, okay? Very few doctors will administer and suggest the use of MMS as their careers will suffer. I have used MMS with positive results. First time when my husband had some flu-like symptoms, he was in bed for 3 straight days. After the first day of taking MMS, he felt better and was back being healthy. All he took was 1 drop every hour for 7 hours. That night, he slept like a baby. We as a family take it once a week and have not visited a doctor in years. Okay? MMS rocks. Christine's her name. Here's another one. Dear Mr. Humble, last December I'm just reading it as they wrote it, caught that bad flu that was going around in South Florida area. Florida gets the flu shots all the time, and you shed off the virus to other people, okay? I see it all the time in Florida. I was surprised I couldn't kick the flu since I really get sick. Then only two or three days. But this flu was really bad. My wife also caught it from me. I had ordered MMS2 a few weeks before to give a friend who had cancer, but her family refused to give it to her. Fortunately, she died. That happens all the time. So I decided to give the MMS2. That's the calcium hypochlorite that we talked about. Was it last week or the week before?
The week before.
Yeah. And protocol 4000. He took 3 the first day, then 1 every 2 hours for a total of 6, and that was it. I was totally cured of the flu. However, I continued to take it for 3 more days just in case, and that's a good thing to do.
Precautionary measures.
My wife did it for 1 day, and her flu was gone too. Then 2 friends who got the flu also did it and got cured in 1 day each. That's what MMS2. And you can do MMS2. But most of people do MMS1, the chlorine dioxide, but the MMS2, calcium hypochlorite, produces hypochlorous acid, which your white blood cells produce in very high concentration in these little capsules, and that gets rid of the flu also. Here's another swine flu influenza, healed. That's the H1N1 that we say everybody has, you know, healed in 24 hours. Thank you so much, Jim. I had caught a very strange strain of virus with full of diarrhea, flu symptoms, and a rash. You saved my life. Most of my symptoms were gone within 24 days. This is no joke. I was cynical but hopeful. I was in tears most of yesterday because it seemed so hopeless. God bless you. Hugs. Here's another one I want to read down here. From the pharmacist. Here it is. Yeah. Is that the pharmacist? No. Here's another one before I read. Just a quick note, update. Since having MMS, I killed flu bug in 48 hours. And from 1 dose for a week, from then on, I take 1 dose a week to deal with any virus that may attack me again. I used to have a huge rash in my thigh region. The only way to treat it was antifungal cream. That didn't happen this time. By the way, that goes back to my early 20s when I was handling a lot of bugs in meat industry as a meat inspector. I'm now 57 years old, 20 years ago. Also, I felt it's dealt a long time pains in areas of my body, arthritic, gone. I love this. So good. I've killed a cold three times now, once taking MMS-1, one three-drop dose, 2 hours later, no signs of the cold. One time I let the cold take me. I had the worst snotty nose, headache, etc. Then I took one MMS-2 capsule. I felt so much better. Then 2 hours later, I took another one, cold completely gone. I simply can't believe I had a cold. I really feel the first couple would have cured me, but I had been so sick, I took two. I also had a sore throat, which is how most of my colds start. And that's the body responding.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffy nose, watery eyes, something came in. Okay, those are the times you need to eat those good foods to help you, right? I'm totally convinced this works on all viruses. It's Donna. I mean, we could just keep going on and on and on. Here's the one, last one I'll read. I am a pharmacist, but I am very interested in alternative medicine. I prepared chlorine dioxide by mixing. This is how he mixed it, okay? Which is kind of crazy, but the other part. He's a pharmacist. He's a chemist too. 1 milliliter of sodium chloride, 1 milliliter of the 50% citric acid. That we don't use anymore, but you can still use it. Just be aware of diarrhea, stomach aches, and bad taste. We now use hydrochloric acid at 4%. Some people say, how come it's 4? You said 5 before. Yeah, we standardize it to 4. If someone still has the 5, use it till it's gone, or add a little water to it. But either way, they work. But we standardize it at 4. Then he said, then I mixed 5%, 5 milliliters, glucose 5%. So then I mix a bottle of 500 cc of glucose 5%, gave this to my wife IV, where she was very sick due to cold and flu. To my surprise, next day all symptoms were gone, and I said maybe a chance, so I repeat the same procedure with two other patients, and I have the same results, and I swear on this. Dr. Mustafa Shaban, Egypt. Chemist. So he's out of the country. He can do that stuff in Egypt. So we got a chemist there, a pharmacist using it as IV, and 5% glucose, 500 milliliter IV. He put it in there. So there was no taste, you know.
Yeah.
And he activated it, put it in there, and it cured him. And same way, two other people. And that was back, he didn't give me a date here. I don't know exactly when that was.
Well, in the neighborhood where my wife's mother lives, all the kids and everybody there is getting the flu or getting sick and stuff like that. And because they have MMS, they're not getting sick. They're not getting sick at all. And they're just taking the maintenance dose during the day. They might take, a few extra drops or something just to knock anything out.
Exactly. Here's another one. I just finished with this one. This guy says, by the way, my husband never got sick at all. So one capsule every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday keeps him well of MMS-2. Then she said she used both. Within 2 or 3 hours, I was 100% well, slept through the night. She says, OMG, it does work. I really think the cure for the common cold would be much bigger news in the U.S. than the cure for malaria. Where's the cure for the common cold? Well, again, you might not want to cure it if you got a strong immune system and let it take its course and feed your body. But if I'm really sick, I want to get rid of this quick, you get rid of it really quick with what I'm about to show you, okay? And then we'll get into the flu, what's in the flu shot, okay? Because I got a bunch. I would recommend everybody going and reading the newsletter in the description of the video, and as well as the audio on Spreaker. Read that newsletter, and I give a lot of facts of how to cook your foods, what oils to use, when you're using the wrong oils, what's happening. Basically all natural stuff, how to eat naturally, how to do it naturally, build up your immune system naturally, okay? That's really what we, with the newsletter, the first half of it was about, getting the natural stuff in your body and really fighting the flu that way. And you can do it that way. Then the rest of the newsletter was about what is in the flu shot. But before I get into that, and this will neutralize what's in the flu shot too. That doesn't mean you go take it. Like I had someone write me the other day, we're on chemo and we really want to take MMS with it, you know? I'm like, really, you don't. You can, and you might get some benefit, but you're going to, the chlorine dioxide is going to spend a lot of time just trying to neutralize the chemo because it's a poison.
And if you do get any better, they right away they say, oh, yeah, it must have been the chemo. It was definitely the chemo that helped you with that. It wasn't the MMS.
Yeah, it's just a horrible thing. You never take chemo. You never take radiation. I don't even get x-rays. We're exempt from x-rays on our membership card. I don't take x-rays, folks. They stand behind a lead shield, and the MRI, the CT scan, excuse me, is so much, it's like 10 times more powerful. And they're going in there and scanning. You got cancer. You stay away from radiation. You stay away from chemo. You stay away from x-rays. You stay away from the morphine and painkillers that make it spread. Stay away from hemp. They make plastics out. And autism. And we'll cover autism soon, too. HIV, herpes, some others that people are suffering with. So this is what I'm going to do now. Before we get into the flu shot, that will be what we'll cover at the end. Because I can really ramble on rant on that one. Let me tell you. The people you saw were basically doing this 1,000 protocol, okay? The 1,000 protocol is 3 drops per hour, 8 times a day. We don't tell anybody to start with that. These people had worked their way up to it, and they got to that point, and most of them did that. That's what we used to make standard. Do the 1,000 protocol. You get rid of your flu. And you do, okay? But we tell everybody now, even if you have the flu, okay, if you want to knock it out, we tell people to take 3 to 6 drops 2 or 3 times that day and knock it out. But if you've never taken it before, those of the people, you know, kind of have done it before, if you've never taken it before, 1/4 drop can do the same thing. And we don't know how toxic you are because everybody's dealing with different realities in their body, different toxicities, living in different parts of the world. Take flu shots, don't take flu shots. Take meds, don't take meds. Eat good, don't eat good. There's a combination, all that stuff going on. So everybody's dealing with separate situations, everybody. I've had 250-pound men that I think could take 3 drops, no problem, and they can't even take 1/2 drop because they're so toxic. So we caution everybody to take... do the starting procedure all the time. If you're not dealing with a malaria, and yes, we could make an exception for the flu if you want to get rid of it quickly by taking 3 to 6 drops every 2 hours, 3 or 4 times a day to knock it out really quick. But I really caution people to do that if they've caution them not to do that if they've never taken it before. What you're going to do is start with the starting procedure. At least the first few times to see. Kind of like triaging yourself. Joe, I'm going to have you mix it. Give me the one. He's mixing 1 drop of the MMS, which is sodium chloride, at 22.4%. Some people say it's 28. Well, not really, because the powder, it's more of a formula based upon 80% powder. And then reducing it to really, in essence, it's 22.4. So if you got one that says they advertise it's 28%, really it's 22.4. But you can ask them and see if they used the 80% powder to produce the 28%, which is really 22.4%, okay? That's the difference, because people have asked me that, so I thought we should mention that. The 28 really is 22.4%. Sodium chloride, that we never drink at that concentration. When we add 3 drops, we're only adding 1 right now, and we wait 30 seconds, turns amber, okay? Now I have a 1 drop dose and 4 ounces of water, okay? If we did a 3-drop dose of 4 ounces of water, it would be 750 times weaker than this, MMS 22.4%. But I only put 1 drop of 4 ounces of water, so that's 3 times less. I don't know, would you just multiply 750 times 3? I'm not sure. But let's just say it's 2,000 times weaker than that, okay? Very safe. I'll drink it right in front of you. I'm going to drink the whole thing because I need, well, you can drink half of it.
Give me half.
But we tell people when they make the starting procedure, you make it 1 drop and you drink a half or a quarter. If you're really sick, you probably want to just drink a quarter of it. So that would be like this. Half would be like that. So quarter would be a quarter of it. A half would be a half of it. Joe's taking a half right now. He's drinking it right down. The reason why I'm having him do that, empty it, because I want to show you how to make the ear protocol in a minute. Always make sure your glass is completely dry. And use glass. I try to use glass with everything. There's some good plastics called the HDPE. It supposedly doesn't leach out into the solution or anything. But always make sure you clean it. Really clean and dry, okay? So you take, again, if you're really sick, try the quarter or half a drop in the starting procedure for at least the first 4 hours. And you'll probably feel yourself getting better. Just with that. But after that first day or first 4 hours, you might want to go up to 1 through the rest of the day. If you're handling it okay. If you're not, just stay at the quarter. This is for the flu I'm talking about. Excuse me. Not other. That makes you burp right away. You get that reaction.
Once in a while.
For me, it does all the time. But if you're dealing with the flu, try to do that the first few hours at least. But you can also, if you've taken it before, and this is what I do. Really, I don't do it much anymore because I usually don't forget them because we have such a strong immune system now. But I did 3 to 6. Start with 3. That's the protocol 1000. Try that every hour, and usually that will knock out your flu symptoms. Say, I got to go to work. I'm traveling. We had that happen with Zika. Remember? Joe and I had Zika for 2 days, and we had it because the guy... We killed it in 2 days, but the guy that didn't do what we did had the rash, and we were all together in the same apartment. He had the rash and was found that he had the Zika virus. We got it here in Colombia. It's just like a flu. It's not no hysteria.
No.
You know,
no.
The Zika's going to kill everybody on Earth. Yeah. You're going to have kids with little brains. That was all a lie, found to be a lie. It just goes away by itself in how many days?
Naturally, at most 5 days.
Yeah. It's like an influenza type thing. But they sprayed all over Miami, probably caused all kinds of respiratory problems, trying to get people to take a Zika vaccine. But we're waking up, folks. We're waking up. We're not believing the mainstream media anymore. Media. We got our own broadcast now. We're out there telling you in this broadcast and many other places. We're finding G2 Voice in a lot of areas now.
Yeah.
People are copying it, putting it up. Why? Because we can tell you how to heal this stuff. Others can just tell you, eat these supplements, eat this, do that, eat this. And that's good advice. But we're telling you how to heal it. They can't say it. They have to have disclaimers. We're not going to do that, folks. This is our sacrament, and we're going to tell you how to heal it. So that's what I would do for the flu. Okay? Last week we talked about, you know, you get flu, you get a stuffy nose, right? You get watery eyes. You get stuffed up ears, eustachian tubes that drain into your throat, get clogged up.
You can get a cough. You can get sore throat.
Right. That's why when I'm a diver, when you want to clear your ears, you hold your nose and blow and hold your breath, and you can feel your ears pop like when you're coming down on altitude. They're tied together. So dealing with the flu, what we do is we take 1 ounce of water. Joe, would you give me another?
Another 2 drops, 1 and 1.
One of the MMS. And we used to use citric acid. We'd have to use 5 drops, get 50% of the citric acid to 1 drop. And you know, we're all over the world. It's not just in the educated countries. So people putting 5 of the MMS, 1 of the citric wasn't working right. Now it's 1-to-1 ratio. Really easy, simple. People say, what about this way of making it, CDHs, CDS, tablets? And listen, folks, keep it very simple where you can make it in your house. Maybe that's for some special people that can afford it and go, we're talking to the whole world here. You can go drop to drop, okay? I've found the powder everywhere in the world, every country that we've been to. We have people finding, we have the hydrochloric acid being found in high concentrations. We show you how to reduce it on our YouTube channel, Genesis 2 Church YouTube channel. You can see how to make MMS from scratch, how to reduce the acid from scratch. We even show you, if you can't get the other acid, get the citric acid, how to do that.
It even shows you, you know, the first few protocols that you should start with and work your way up to, depending on what you're dealing with.
Right, exactly. So here, now we got an ounce. One drop activated. Let it turn amber. Okay? Goes from yellow to amber. And when you're making three drops, it gets amber quicker. When you're making 5 or 10 drops, like for malaria, 15 drops.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, within 10 seconds, it's completely dark, dark amber, okay? Like a brownish almost. And you can add the water right away and take that 3 times, 2 hours apart to kill malaria 100% of the time. You can watch our video. It's on this Genesis 2 G2 Voice site, Genesis 2 Church site, and MMS Testimonial site. You can just type in MMS malaria in any YouTube at the
any search bar. Yeah, search engine.
Comes right up. We've got about 200,000 people or more watch that video that the Red Cross denied what we ever did. Now I'm going to add an ounce of water, which is, for you to live in another part of the world, 30 milliliters or cc. Okay? Then we're talking about the ear. Okay? It's going to knock out my hearing. I'm not going to do both ears. I like these glass. And this is the same, let me mention this. This is the same concentration for the eye and the nose and the ear. Mm-hmm. Now, the eye, of obviously, you don't want to go stronger than this because it does peak a,
sting.
Sting a little bit, yeah. It stings a little bit, but goes away in 5 seconds. It's just kind of like when you're using a strong mouthwash, it's that strong.
It's like seawater. If you get a little seawater or pool water in your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And the nostril. In the sinuses, we showed you last week. You put it in, you tip your head a little bit forward so it doesn't roll down your throat. You do that. You can do 1 or 2 drops there, 1 or 2 drops there. Now, the ear, this is kind of a better way than just doing the drops. Remember, if you got clothing on, this can bleach the clothing a little bit. That's what oxidation does, okay? It can bleach it a little bit. So don't have good, clean clothes. So I don't want to screw up my thing. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to completely do it, but you pull on your earlobe, and you tilt your head to the side so it doesn't drip out, and you push it in. You feel it in there, but not too hard. And you're going to do this kind of motion. Shh, swish, in and out, in and out. I don't know if you can see it.
Like a flush.
Yeah, like a flush. 1, 2. It goes in and out. It's flushing it. Okay? And I would do this the first time if I had any kind of, I'm going to make a mess here. Any kind of,
That's why we wear white.
Huh?
That's why we wear white clothes.
Yeah, that's one reason, yeah. But I'd swish it, swish it, swish it, swish it, swish it, okay, with that one drop. Now, do both ears, obviously. I would do my sinuses at the same time, try to get all this cleaned out. I had a flu, and that was one of the symptoms. Now, also, you can make this a little stronger with the ear. The ear can take, you could even do it with the sinuses. But this is the standard to start with. Don't go more than a drop per ounce with the eyes. But the nostrils, the sinuses, and the ears, you could go up to 2. You could. And you could even add 1 or 2 drops of DMSO to make it penetrate into the ear deeper. Same with the nose. Okay? That's some of the things you learn in the course. And this is why we tell people, get the course. Go to g2sacraments.org. Go there. Get the course. You got it in your home. You got notes. You got a workbook. You can take notes. You can repeat it. You can go over again. What was that 2000 protocol? What are they using that for? What was that ear one? That nose one? That bath one? That douche? That enema? Da-da-da-da-da-da. The mouth? The gassing? All those are there, folks. We're going to cover them in these broadcasts one by one over the weeks ahead. And we have covered some every week so far. But get the course. That's the easiest way. I wish to God we had the course.
Yeah, when we started. Yeah, if we had, that would have been so easy.
Oh, we would have been so far more advanced than we are now. This is we've developed. Well, Jim really laid the foundation. I can't say much, too much about him because he laid everything out before he came to the Dominican Republic and came to us, and we shared some of the things we saw, and then we developed more things together and come up with all these protocols. Put them in a CD at first. It was really crude camera. Then we put it into downloadable, and now his new book's coming out soon. Soon I'll have it here on the desk, and I'm going to make a loose leaf. Mm-hmm. I mean a ring binder. Make it bigger, and every week we'll be showing you different things in it. So we'll be doing that. That will be the MMS Bible, okay? We'll still have the course and explaining it in video, too. We'll still have all that going on. We'll still have the G2 voice. But if you're really self-motivated, get the course, folks. Get the course. It will tremendously help you. So that's the ear protocol. That's how you do the ear. And like I said, you could use it for the sinus and the eyes. But for the eyes, stay at one drop per ounce. The sinus and the ears, you can go up a little bit on that, okay? What I want to talk about now is all the junk that's in the flu shot. I hope we scare the bejesus out of you, whatever you call it, without cussing online. Because here's a good one. 10 damn good reasons not to get the flu shot. Let me just skim over them. The neurotoxic ingredients has 25 micrograms of mercury. And this is the one, Afluria, made by Merck, Flulavil, GlaxoSmithKline, Flurian by Novartis, and Fluzone by Sanofi Pasteur. And the owners of a lot of those are the Rothschilds and owners, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, all these evil bastards around the world.
I think the Fluzone's the most common one.
Is it in America?
Yeah, I think so.
So they got a thing called thimerosal in it. Thimerosal, excuse me. It's mercury. They just give it another name. And let me tell you trust the FDA? Let me give you a little tip. You know about aspartame? NutraSweet? Neurotoxin? Rumsfeld owns the company. Got it pushed in. After being the Secretary of State, when before they wouldn't let it, got it pushed in. Neurotoxin causing all kinds of problems. Stay away from saccharin, NutraSweet, all that stuff. But guess what the FDA allowed them to do? Take aspartame off the market, because too many people, and bring it back on under AminoSweet, Joe.
A natural sweetener.
Yeah, and it could be as a natural sweetener. They pay these people off. That's why we say the FDA needs to be shut down completely. Another one, companies, okay? They're lying to you, folks. They pay off the American Academy of Pediatrics. They pay off the Center for Disease Control people. Don't get a flu shot. You're a fool if you do. There's thimerosal in it. And there's a direct link, it's coming out big time, between mercury and the vaccines and autism, ADHD, Alzheimer's.
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré, me. That's what happened to me from the vaccine.
1976 swine flu vaccine.
The H to DTP, hepatitis B vaccine, they all have this stuff in it, okay? And it's being injected into you. It's not even going through the natural way to ingest things into your body, which has toll booths, I call them, little sentries. They're enzymes and T cells, B cells, and all kinds of things that can protect you as these toxins come in. No, they inject it right into your flesh, right into the tissue, right into the blood. Really horrible. Horrible. Wow.
Is this year's a trivalent or a quadrivalent? I think it's the four viruses in it this year. I think they upped it from 3 to 4 from last year.
Yeah, I get it all listed here. There's a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported. The SIDS, you know, shaking
baby
death. People are locked up for that, and they're probably caused by a vaccine. And these pharmaceuticals let these people, parents, go to jail for thinking they did something. They shook their baby, or sudden death syndrome. It's all being linked to vaccines. People being locked up.
Yeah, they say the natural sudden deaths, they don't know what it is. And it's usually a little while after they take a vaccine. And the parents see the huge difference. I mean, the kids, they're really healthy. They're learning great and everything. They go in for the flu vaccine or something, or one of the vaccines. And then all of a sudden, you know, fever, convulsions. So a lot of them die. And then some of them just sick for the rest of their life.
And they're telling the pregnant women, we put up a video to get it, and they're saying it's causing cerebral palsy in newborns. It's causing still death. This guy here, he did a study, Dr. Gary Goldman, 4,200% increase, number of miscarriages and stillbirths, reported to the VAERS, the vaccine reporting in the 2010 flu season. Huh? Vaccines? Swine flu, telling pregnant ladies to get it. This is horrible, folks. This is crimes against humanity. And filthy vaccines at the pregnant women's. How can that be safe?
Yeah, and they're saying at least 6 months old and up, they should definitely be getting it.
Never.
But children and older people definitely need to get it. No. It's sick. I mean, it's not proven at all.
Vaccine-induced narcolepsy. Fall asleep. Horrible. And they said they are protected from you. I'm not sure about other countries, but in the United States, if your child is harmed by a vaccine, there is little action. You see, they got the fast tracking, they got the approval, and now the pharmaceutical companies, even without clinical studies, are not liable for anything that happens. And they're just pushing this stuff through. If you get vaccinated, you shed the virus. Reason 6. Remember, these are 8 damn good reasons not to get it. If you get the vaccine, expect to get the flu. We heard that, what was that guy?
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Gave it to that guy, that English guy.
Pierre Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, what happened? He gave it to him. 10 days later, he got the flu.
Yeah, and then you got Dr. Oz talking on his show. He was saying... He goes, yeah, I told my wife we shouldn't vaccinate our kids or give them the shot because I'm not Dr. Oz when I get home. I don't want to take care of them. Like, basically, they'll be sick if they get this, and I don't want to take care of them.
There's flu's in it. Just like the guys Gallo, the HIV, AIDS. He said he created that as a bioweapon to depopulate. He said it, the Gallo. I didn't say it. Then you got Salk, the one that did the polio. He said he put all kinds of viruses in there, caused cancer, diabetes, and stuff. Well, and he feels that everybody that has polio was from his vaccine.
They say the virus is dead, the one that's in the flu shot. But the thing is, who cares if the virus is dead? That's probably not even the problem. I mean, you got all the other toxins in there, the mercury and stuff. That's what's giving the kids or the people the problems. It's not the actual or the dead virus. The dead virus probably doesn't do anything.
No, it's all to make money off of this stuff. Centers for Disease Control controls a recipe for generating fear. I'm telling you. Looks like this year, we're going to have a bad one, Joe. So everybody runs out and gets it. But you know the article I read this week? And we put a lot of these up, folks. You can go read all this stuff because we don't have time to cover it all. They said the flu's going down. Instances of the flu's going down. And the reason why is people are rejecting the flu shot. They're making less money. The more we wake up, folks, there's squalene in there. Okay? Let me You list those things. I'm going to go back over to the information from the insert of the flu shots, okay? I'm going to show you exactly what's in that thing. Formaldehyde.
Well, I have it right here.
Oh, you do?
Vaccine.
List it. Say it, Joe.
Vaccine ingredients. You got aluminum. They call it thimerosal or also thimerosal. Gelatin. Human serum album. Sorbitol. Other stabilizers. Emulsifiers. Taste improvers. See, now they're getting off into naming them something else. Formaldehyde. Latex, yeast proteins, egg proteins, antibiotics, human cells, animal cell lines, GMOs, bovine products, and other growing media. So that's just some of them and some of the vaccines. There's more things in other ones that they're not even mentioning here.
Right. So you got all these things that have known. They say, the Gulf War syndrome? You know, squalene, it's an adjuvant which makes the body create an immune response. And now we have over 80 autoimmune deficiencies in America, around the world too. But let's just talk about America, where they're doing this. And they're saying this season has squalene in it, okay? Folks, this is what caused this Gulf War syndrome. All these people having all these problems with it. 80 to 90% of seasonal flu-related deaths. I mean, the FLAUD, F-L-U-A-D vaccine, combines two variants, the influenza A and the influenza B. Also contains polysorbate 80, antibiotic neomycin, barium, and formaldehyde. Barium is a heavy metal.
Yeah, and they also have the nasal flu vaccine. It says it's the only one in the UK and it has that has GMOs in it.
Folks, you have to just wake up. And you know what? I'm talking to the people that are listening to us. So that means that you people are listening to us, you can hear what we're saying. Now, if you go out and get a vaccine after hearing what's in it and you get sick, you're a fool. Okay, that's all I can tell you. I don't know other words to use because you've heard what we've told you. You still went and got the flu shot for whatever reason. It's not going to help you at all. It's only going to toxify your body. And MMS will take those toxins out, but don't go get the flu shot to go take the MMS. That makes no sense at all. Here's the flu shot factoid. Flu shot inserts openly admit there is no evidence that flu shots work. They say it right there. This is what it says on the Flu Laval insert, the influenza virus vaccine, okay, intramuscular, right into the flesh, says there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with. So, with the however you say that, huh? So, they're saying this, so when you take them to court because you got a problem,